KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A. Welcome to our Concert Club members. Glad to have you all here today, and welcome to the weekend. I already knew that last part was going to go over well. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer, and this is a real pleasure. Sweden's Jens Lekman is here with us. He's at the Mohawk tonight. He has a brand new album called Life Will See You Now, and we're going to hear a song from Jens, and then we'll chat a bit on KUTX. What would you like to start with?
I think I'm going to start with a song called To Know Your Mission.
A Mormon missionary walks through Vasa Lake, through a clear as crystal Gothenburg morning, removing his suit jacket, loosening his tie, wiping the sweat from his neck and the sleep from his eye. It's 1997, the last morning of August, at the corner of 7-Eleven, he hears the broadcast. Another saint is lost, lady dies, returned to stardust. He listens to the tragic news, followed by the top 10 tunes. Will Smith, Puff Daddy, Gala, Chumbawamba. On the other side of the street, he passes Cafe Java, where no one listens to that crap of coffee and hair that Ravenback. Also sure of everything except one question: what's our mission? What are we? Who are we serving? What can we do? What are we here for? Who are we serving? What can we do? He bumps into a teenage boy leaning against the fence. Takes his headphones off and introduces himself as Jens. Riffling through the Book of Mormon, says it's way too early in the morning. Instead of talking about religion, can we just talk about how it feels to know your mission, to know what you're here for, to know who you're serving, to know what to do? To know what you need for, to know who you're serving, to know what to do. To have a dream, a GPS in your heart, a path to follow through the dark. Well, Jens says, I write songs sometimes, but they're kind of bad. So if that doesn't work out, I want to be a social worker just like my dad. I just want to listen to people's stories, hear what they have to say. My friends say just be a shrink then, but I don't know, I don't think I'll have the grades. But in a world of mouths, I want to be an ear. If there's a purpose to all of this, then that's why God put me here. I know my mission. I know what I'm here for. I know who I'm serving. I'm serving you.
Thank you.
A beautiful day and a beautiful song, courtesy Jens Lekman, who is playing tonight at the Mohawk. To know your mission, Jens has a new album called Life Will See You Now. Thank you for that, Jens.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I never thought I could get choked up in a song that mentioned Chumbawamba, but you made it happen for me. Thank you. Life Will See You Now, the title of the new album, which I think is your fourth that's been widely distributed. That came at the very last minute, the title of the album?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How so?
I always struggle with my titles. They always come last second. And I was talking to my girlfriend and I said, I still haven't got a title and it's 1 week until deadline. And she said, well, just describe to me what the album is about. And I said, well, it's about these people, these characters. And it feels like they're all sitting in a waiting room, waiting for life to start. And then someone like a nurse or something comes out and says, okay, life will see you now. Mm-hmm. And she said, I think that's the title.
She was right. In the song you just sang for us, you talked about listening to people's stories, and you had a couple of songwriting exercises that you did that I found really interesting. One was ghostwriting. Mm. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I started doing this one project called Postcards, where I wrote a song a week for a whole year. And when I started doing that, the Cincinnati Art Center got in touch and they said, would you like to do some sort of project for us? Because we think this postcards project is interesting. And I said, well, I've had this idea because people have been writing to me for years through my email address, telling me these very personal, intimate stories about their lives. A lot of times stories that... I think are so personal they wouldn't even tell their family or friends. But because I'm a stranger, they feel like they can store their little stories in my email folder, like a little treasure chest or something. And I've been thinking, all these stories, there's so many songs in there. What if I actually asked people to voluntarily send in stories and just see what would happen? And I think personally, I was really longing to step out of my own shoes for a while, because I was kind of tired of this Jens Lekman guy, and I just wanted to see what it would be like to slip into someone else's shoes for a while. And so I got to do that through ghostwriting. Where I met all these people, I collected the stories, I interviewed each person for about half an hour, and then I wrote the song in an hour, and then I put it up on the internet.
Amazing. Jens Lekman is our guest, and he plays at the Mohawk tonight. I was listening to the first single from the new album, What's That Perfume That You Wear? Pretty upbeat, dancey song, the first single.
Yeah, it is.
A little uncharacteristic in some ways.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Are you not familiar with my previous records?
I actually am. Thus my comment.
Yeah.
but fun. It's a good upbeat song.
Yeah.
How do you pull that off live? Because it's a very produced song.
I have a really good album. I have a really good band consisting of a really good drummer who plays with some of the best pop and R&B acts in Sweden. And then I have, I don't know what you call that, like a samplist. I don't know the title of that person, but the person who runs the sampler. And the keyboards and all the electronic program stuff. I have a person who has I think it's like a PhD or a major or something in electronic music production. So she really knows what she's doing. And then I have a bassist who comes from a rock background. So she plays really hard, and so you get all that energy through this combination of people. So it's a really good band. I think it's the best band I've ever had.
And they'll be with you at the Mohawk tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then this is an extra special treat to have you in this intimate setting playing like this. Jens Lekman is our guest. His new album, Life Will See You Now. And we would like to hear another song. Or actually, are you going to kind of weave a couple together? What's the plan here?
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
But I was thinking I was going to play a song from my last record. Because for a long time, I felt like maybe that record was a mistake. Maybe people didn't like that record. And then I started doing some shows last year, and I realized that that record had grown, and people had actually taken it into their hearts. And I was so happy to hear that, to see that, to hear people singing along to that. So I'm going to do the title track from my last record, which is a song called I Know What Love Isn't.
We take it for a spin, up and down like a, listen to music and look at girls. I want to know if we have the same taste. Do you like blondes or brunettes? The cocoon or the cocaine? Don't pull over just yet. Look to the left, there's a 9.5 down the street. And to my right, a perfect 10 sitting in the driver's seat. Oh, I don't know what love is, but I know what it isn't. I don't know what love is, but I know what it is. Let's get married. I'm serious, but only for the citizenship. I've always liked the idea of it, a relationship that doesn't lie about its intentions and shit. How it doesn't apologize or anthologize all the rules and ideas we fill our heads with. Hey, do you wanna go see a band? No, I hate bands. It's always packed with men spooning their girlfriends, clutching their hands as if they'd let go, their feet would lift from the ground. And I said, no, but I know what it isn't. I don't know what love is, but I know what it isn't. Oh. Nothing became something. Turn itself inside out. Subatomic particles became atoms, became stars, became galaxies. The Earth's crust became solidified. The planets became perfectly aligned. Jupiter blazed with its little red eye. Oxygen replaced methane. A party started in the ocean. Robots and crustaceans. A Cambrian explosion.
Leckman on KETX, Jens on vocals, acoustic guitar, and a magic box there. And tonight, with his full band at the Mohawk, the Dove, and the Wolf, open the new album is Life. We'll see you now. Nice to meet you, Jens.
Nice to meet you.
Sounded great, and look forward to hearing these songs with the band. Should really be special. Come back.
I will.
All right, Jens Leckman, everybody. Obviously, our concert club members are here. We thank Cliff Hargrove, our engineer. Have a good weekend, y'all. You're listening to KUTX.